Evening.
Hello.
And how are you proceeding?
Fine, just first, Jim Brad is on the Facebook forum, and would you be able to tell me his focus and essence animal?
And are there impressions?
He said he likes squirrels.
Focus animal,
Yeah.
a ferret.
Okay.
Essence animal, a bear.
Bear. Interesting. Okay, so now, what the fuck is going on?
And what, pray tell, are you experiencing?
I don't know, maybe that everywhere I go, if I stop and stare at something, there's like a shadow that moves toward me. Like right now, there's someone in front of me whose outline is red and who claims is a future focus of mine, or doesn't claim that he's a future focus of mine.
Can you speak to them?
No, I can just see their outline.
Therefore, you only see them, you cannot actually communicate yet.
No, not yet, no.
Ah, but that may be the next step is attempting to communicate with them.
Well,
That
he did say something about writing. I don't know if he mentioned about writing down. He kept making like a writing motion, but then I said,
ah,
but then he the way he did it was.
perhaps that is an indicator to engage you that if you are writing, that may be an avenue in which you can communicate with each other through what you recognize as automatic writing.
Okay.
You can attempt that, and how you do that or how you begin is merely to incorporate a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil in your hand and begin. You can have your eyes open or closed, but in that, not be concentrating on your hand or the paper or what your hand is doing, and begin merely generating a circular motion with the pen on
Okay.
the paper. Draw circles on the paper, and in that, if you relax, then relatively quickly, your hand may begin moving in directions seemingly by itself. And it may not be entirely legible initially. It may seem somewhat disjointed, or the writing may be fragmented and jerky, but it will smooth itself in a relatively short time framework. Also, be open because in that action of automatic writing, the other energy does not always choose to use words. Sometimes they engage pictures.
Okay.
Therefore, you could be drawing a picture rather than writing words, but you could do either.
Yeah. And were you there last night as well?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I saw you, and I had no idea what the fuck you were doing, but you were using my bike machine. You were using my bike machine, and you were coming off, and then you were, like, doing a circle.
Being playful.
Oh, I was wondering what you were doing. Because I was trying to ask questions for yes or no answers, and you were... I don't know what the fuck you were doing. You were just getting on the thing and moving around, and I don't know what you were doing.
You requested that I not generate actions that would be frightening, and in that, being playful seems not to be frightening.
Yeah.
Therefore, in that... You like the bike, therefore I decided to attempt it also.
Yeah. Yeah, because I see how many of are there actually in the room?
That depends. At times it may only be myself. At other times there may be several.
Yeah.
You have had several.
Yeah.
At once.
Yeah. Who was the Winston Churchill fella, who looked like Winston Churchill, who just walked across the room, looked out the window, and then walked past me, through the wall.
That was the Winston Churchill fella.
Oh, that was actually him.
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking that. Oh, he just walked across, looked out my window, and then walked past me. And
I would express that you are being considerably successful at this point.
Yeah.
In allowing that openness. Were you frightened at all?
No.
Congratulations.
Mm. And also the staring at the, there's a, when I stare at a wall, I see pictures and different types of things. Like, what are those? Like, I don't see people, I just see, like, moving objects, people, and I see different types of, is that like a...
Other time frameworks,
okay.
Therefore, what you are doing is allowing yourself to see the other times and places of other focuses.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Because if I just stare at a wall for... just a couple of minutes, I'll see just people walking. Like right now, there's two people walking on a street, actually three, walking, yeah. If I just stared for a minute or two, less then I just start seeing different places and...
What I would suggest
is
that perhaps it would be an interesting action for you to keep notes in relation to what you are seeing, for it will aid you in investigating, if you choose to, futurely, in that when you see scenes of places, focus on certain aspects of the place, the look of the place, the feel of the place. If you see individuals such as you did that are walking, note what type of clothing they are wearing, and that will aid you in identifying a time period.
Yeah.
But if you are noticing different aspects of the scenery, that will give you clues in relation to the location of where you are observing that focus. You are a part of it, but you may not be seeing yourself in it yet.
Yeah. Can you tell me right now who's in front of me?
First, think, and what is your impression?
It's the future focus. Because he's red, and you're blue.
Correct.
Like, I've noticed that wearing the eye mask, is actually helpful that I wear to kind of see, because I know different colors of different people. Is there someone who is purple as well?
Yes.
Would you be able to give me more information on that person?
Yes, but first, what is your impression?
Purple. My only guess would be Tompkins, because he was the one who said to me about the future focus.
What I would express to you is this: purple is the energy of Orden.
Orden.
Yes.
Who's Orden?
Orden is another essence that is involved with this phenomenon.
Okay.
But not many individuals engage that essence. I would be congratulating you.
Okay. Yeah, because sometimes it's kind of hard to see him. I'd know purple is just a weird kind of color. It's coloring is not the best to see when you're in black, like when you
wear. Correct.
Yeah.
But I would be very much acknowledging that of you.
How many has there been in my room at one time?
One moment. At once. The most that were in your room was 12.
Jesus Christ, why wasn't I invited to the party? So who?
What I would express to you is that is genuinely a leap forward.
Yeah.
In how much you have allowed yourself to be open to being available for all of these different energies. And now you see that there is no reason to be fearful.
Yeah.
But no harmful action will come to you, and these energies are not intrusive. They will not be agitating to you or harmful to you. They merely are available.
I think I see Orden now. I think I've seen purple.
Congratulations.
He seems like he's running, or is that just
I would that is merely the movement of the energy, and your interpretation naturally would be some action such as running.
Like these, what are those like little, those little energy balls? Those, they're like, you know, flies together. You get loads of little flies. What are they? They're just energy.
Now, explain. Are you seeing these in orbs?
Yeah, they're like little energy orbs.
Yeah. That would also be associated with other energies that may be of specific individuals or of essences at different times. You will notice, if you pay attention, that when you see these orbs, the orbs that appear to be slightly larger and more of a translucent type of appearance, not necessarily a specific color.
Yeah.
But perhaps a mixture of colors and much more translucent. Those are indicators of an essence energy presence. The orbs that appear to be slightly smaller and have a definite color.
Yeah.
Now, this is different than seeing a color image, but merely in the form of an orb, those that have more of an actual color to them are generally the energy of individuals.
Yeah. Well, like now I'm staring at my wall and there's like a big swirly thing that's going around quite fast. It's like a, it's something, it's a bluish. No, it's starting to come bluish. But it's like swirling around, like there, it's like a huge circle and it's like just like,
yes,
little flies swirling.
That would be another essence. Actually, I can give you a name for that essence.
Okay.
Thomas.
Thomas?
Yes.
And Thomas would be what to me?
I would express that you have own this essence in other focuses together.
All right.
You have had many experiences with this essence.
Okay. And what is, like, cause what is the real kind of the thing that's holding me back from seeing them, you know, physically?
I would say that that is not actually a situation in which you are being held back. You are not actually blocking or holding yourself back. What I would say to you is that you are becoming accustomed to the energies, and the more familiar you become with that, the more you will actually see images. And you will actually have the ability to form that into actual human forms that you see.
And would I be able to speak to them?
Yes.
All right. So for you, which place would you suggest would be the best place for me to see you?
I would express that you can engage my energy anywhere, anywhere that is comfortable for you. I am always available, and therefore,
yeah,
wherever you choose to engage with myself, I'm available to be accommodating.
When I went down to, because there was one Sunday where I thought I was forming you, I was very close, it seemed anyway at the time, and I kind of got scared and I went for a walk and I sat down, and then I'd say I saw your feet as I walk across the ocean. I felt like your shadow walk across the ocean. So how, what do you mean by focus? Because like I can get to a point where I can start to see it like a human form forming, but I, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you if I'm looking away at distance at something else, I can see at the corner of my eye something forming, but then I go, you know, I want to keep on, so I look at this. And
you wear to relax.
Yeah, okay.
It is very common and automatic to begin to become excited.
I think that's what, you know.
When you become excited, it automatically affects your senses. And then what happens is your senses are attempting to change whatever you are seeing into something that is rational.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
Therefore, the calmer and the more relaxed you are, the less you will do that, and the more you will have the ability to observe the forms in their state without altering them. But also, when you become excited, if you don't necessarily understand what you are observing,
yeah,
your senses and your physical brain begin to alter it again. And at times, make it disappear.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem with what happened with last night when I was trying to talk to you. Because remember, we were using head movements up and down, and then thumbs up, thumbs down. Like I'd get your head, and then I'd be like, "Oh yeah, now I see it," and then it goes away straight away.
I would express that if you can catch yourself and calm your energy, the image will return.
Yeah, I know. It does return.
It is not a factor that once it disappears, it is forever gone. It will return. It is merely a matter of allowing yourself to calm yourself, because that excitement is what alters what you see.
Yeah, that's the problem I'm having, because it's like, you know, it's hard not to get excited by, I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's,
but I would express also to you, if you are excited, that is acceptable also, and allow yourself to be excited, and then begin again.
Yeah, who was the person who I had to dance off with at the, I just remember coming out of the bathroom and I saw a figure, and I just said, "All right, let's have a dance off." Who is that?
And you have an impression?
It seemed like you.
No, but one that is close to myself.
Tompkin? Or
Patel.
Oh, Patel. Well, tell him I won, so
I would express that Patel may be challenging of that.
tell him he's an idiot. It is.
Quite playful, that one.
Yeah.
Quite mischievous, also.
Yeah. How do you think I'm going at a... do you think I'm close enough to actually seeing a physical person?
It would not be a solid physical individual as one that is within physical focus, but similar. These energies do not present themselves quite as solid as an individual that you would meet in physical focus.
Okay.
But they are close enough that you will observe the form in almost the same manner.
Okay. So they won't be physical, but I'd still be able to talk to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And I would express that at this point, you are moving forward quite quickly,
yeah.
And at this point, I would say that you may have the ability to be interactive very quickly, perhaps within a week, or perhaps slightly longer than a week.
Yeah, I'm thinking, because it's starting to get, because at first I needed the drugs to do it. Now I don't need anything to do to get the energies, like to see the energies. And yeah, and at work, my work, there must be thousands of them down there, because I see blue all over the fucking place.
Yes. I would express you are correct. Many. And I would say to you that in different locations, that may be the situation in which you may notice many at times, hundreds, at times thousands, yes.
Yeah, because there's one big fucker who must be 9 feet tall, and I don't know what the fuck. He seems quite big from the...
And that is somewhat of an accurate interpretation of the energy.
Okay.
There's a strong projection of the energy, and therefore you translate that in size.
Okay. And the fella... The fella who, there's a room as you walk into where I work, there's the second room on the right, and there's a corner where I just stared at, and I could see, was kind of the first time I saw close to a form. Who is that?
That is an individual that was within physical focus, that died in that physical proximity, and I would express that this individual's name was Jacob.
And what time framework are we talking about?
I would express the time framework in which the individual disengaged was in the 1960s.
Yep. 1960s. So nine. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he was the one who, like, he was the first one in artists who was very quick in terms of being able to see his outline. Like, I just stared for maybe 10, 15 seconds and I could see him, his full outline, like, in, like, 3D version, incredibly quick.
Congratulations. That is a significantly strong projection of energy, I would affirm.
Yeah. And does he, what's that, is that like, so does he know he's dead, or?
Yes.
And he just stays there? Or
does I would express that it comes and goes, but yes, that it engages that area frequently.
Okay. Just one more question. The site I bought the drugs off, they gave a code, so if I forgot my password, and if you had to change the password, they gave you a code, but I didn't take note of the code, and now I've lost €150 and have to open a new account. And then I said to myself, only if there was some dead guy who might be able to help me with that.
perhaps not this dead guy. I would express that that is crystal ball questions.
All right. So I lost €150 that you are refusing to help me.
But I would express that you may enlist the aid of any one of these other energies that you are so easily engaging these days. What I would express here is pay attention.
Pay attention, okay.
Pay attention to what you are doing. And in that, not to move in directions that you will place yourself in compromising positions with.
What do you mean by that?
Pay attention to what you are doing, and then you will not be in a position in which you lose.
Oh, I see.
100.
Yeah, okay.
And in that will allow you to move more freely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess that's it.
Very well. Right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. I would express that you have been accomplishing tremendously well, my friend.
Okay.
I am exceptionally acknowledging of you.
Okay, and I'll speak to you
very soon.
Very soon. Yeah.
And I will see you also.
Yes. And when you see me, you're going to give me the lottery numbers, all right? Thanks.
I express tremendous lovingness to you, my friend, and great joy in your success.
Okay, thank you.
Until our next meeting. Au revoir.
Bye.